Hey guys, it's Andy, the host of The Raunchy Truth. We're here to talk about relationships, dating, sex, parenthood, and much more. I hope you enjoy. Hi guys, and welcome back to The Raunchy Truth. I'm Andy.
And I'm Kelly.
And today, we are going to do something a little different. But first off, we are going to go ahead and discuss our New Year's resolutions. Since this is our New Year's episode. Woohoo! Yeah, I know, not very enthusiastic.
I mean, no, I'm super happy this year's coming to a close. So,
I didn't hate it all that much. I mean, COVID, but you know, it's here.
Yeah, no, I'm ready for it to be over. I'm glad it's over.
Gonna bring in 2022 in a better light.
Better something. Can't wait.
I mean, I don't know if I didn't hate the year, but I'm ready for a new one, I guess.
I had some really high highs and some really low lows this year, so I don't know. I'm ready to move on to the next chapter.
Well then, what are your 2022 resolutions besides getting married on 2/22/2020? What was it?
Oh yeah,
you said you wanted to get
2/22/22. So like, yeah, we have a couple months. Somebody hit me up. We can do this.
She wants to get married so she can have the date of February 22nd. I was gonna say 2022.
Yeah, I was gonna say I haven't met my soulmate yet. So, but like, we have a couple months. So somebody hit me up real quick. We can just go to the chapel.
You know what though?
Vegas style.
In the future, somebody needs to get married on 2/22/22/22. That's like
me.
But no, not 2022, 2/22/22.
Oh yeah. Well, if the world's still here, then probably not. Probably not.
Anyways, your actual resolution. Do you have any actual resolutions?
Honestly, I just want to be happy and get healthier. But that's like the same thing every year. And like,
it's one of
mine. I know, it either sticks or it doesn't, so we'll see. I don't know.
Of course, when I actually stick to a fitness journey, I did really, really good for a long time, but then, you know, my son and his lovely health issues kind of,
I know,
put a little damper in it.
Yeah,
but I'm going to try to stick to a actual fitness journey, and I'm going to eat what I need to eat right and feed the kids, and my boyfriend will either eat healthy or make his own food, some dinosaur chicken nuggies.
I was gonna say, no more dino nuggies.
And I definitely want, you know, a big resolution, or I guess more of like a hope, a dream, whatever, is that, you know, this podcast continues to do really well because it's really fun.
Yeah, I was gonna say, definitely this podcast, that's my biggest thing. And I don't know. I'm really hoping that everything goes well. So,
yes.
I did read a horoscope recently that was like, everything's going to fall into place pretty much. But it was like oddly specific. Like, it was like kind of like my relationship issues right now and like dating issues and like crush issues.
So, you needed it.
I needed it. And then also at the very end, it was like, and also there's going to be new career opportunities and like all these things. And I was like, you know what?
Oh, our boss listens.
Not like that kind of career opportunity, but just like new, you know what I mean? Like new,
this is
new
this.
Opportunities. Yeah. So I took it as like this, and I was like, a side hustle.
It's a fun, it's almost like a stress relief thing.
Yeah.
It's not as good as masturbation.
I know,
but
people,
you know.
I know people like make fun of you for like believing in those things. And we literally had this conversation earlier at work. You know, some people think it's stupid, but
if you believe in yourself, anything is possible.
Yeah, I'm going to take it as I'm going to manifest this. I was like, you know what? This applies right now, and I'm going to pretend I'm going to believe it.
Well, another thing about this type of podcast though is it takes like it almost takes courage to be able to just put your life out there, and especially your relationship and sex life. It takes a
yes
different kind of person, but
especially
I am so
when you
open.
Know your mom and family are listening. Hi.
Hi. Yes. To mine too. But they support us.
They do. And it's great. Like I say, we have like, I feel like the most supportive people ever in our lives. And like, I don't know. I'm just happy to be here.
I'm so excited. I'm thinking if I had it anymore. You know, of course I... What?
I always have like a million. I think I'm going to make a vision board and just like...
God, I love vision boards. Yeah. We can totally do that. We need to.
I think everybody... if you have never made a vision board, you should. It's... Yes.
My therapist supports it even.
Yeah, see?
She has one.
I was going to say, yeah, everybody, if you've never made one, just like Google vision board ideas and like, you won't regret it, I swear. And even if like, even if you don't really believe in it and whatever, just like have it hanging up in your room or in your house or wherever.
You can't, okay, but you got to believe
it. It's a mindset. I know, but I'm saying like if you're seeing it every day, eventually you'll believe it.
And you just keep manifesting it. Mm-hmm. There are some things I have manifested and I didn't realize it at the time. And then when it's there, I'm like, oh my God. I did like this.
Yeah.
I can't even lie. I've been wanting to do it forever. And then come home one day, my boyfriend's like, hey, I bought your equipment. And I was like, okay, let's do this.
I know.
Then you were on board and I already had you written down and it was great. So I guess the end of 2021 isn't that bad.
No, it really, honestly, like I closing some chapters and that's sad, but
we open new ones before the new year.
We're opening new ones and I'm very excited. So it's going to be a good year next year. We're going to do this. It's going to be good.
Yes. And, you know, fuck COVID.
Fuck COVID.
Over it. Just over it.
Yeah.
But if, you know, this is releasing Monday morning before the new year. So anybody doing anything, just be careful. Safe travels, like we said, for Christmas. Uber, do not drive.
Yeah.
Be safe out there.
Yeah. Or like call the people that you know that are reliable, obviously. If you're my friend, you know that you can call me. So give me a call. Call me, meet me if you want to reach me.
Not me, I'll be drinking.
I honestly probably won't be. So you can call me if you need me. Just don't puke in my new car, please.
Ew. I'm not even gonna lie. We went to that, you know, that wedding over the beginning of fall. And as soon as we pulled into the driveway, opened that door and bleh in our front yard.
Yeah, you're not handling your liquor well this year, baby. Next year.
It's that second kid. I'm telling you. Man. Does something to you. Anyways. All right. Moving on. We decided that tonight, or today, sorry, that we were going to make this a little more of a fun episode. And of course, we have a couple drinks. We've got Smirnoff and lemonade. Pink lemonade, and we have Tito's and pink lemonade, and we're just gonna make this our little fun New Year's episode.
And this girl makes a strong drink, let me tell you.
You know, I'm here for it. We're recording at my bar.
I'm here for it too. I love this for me.
But we wanted to play a little game. It's called Bad Choices, and I ordered it, and I've only read a couple of the cards because I didn't want to spoil it, but it's just asking each other questions. We're both going to answer, and it's going to, I guess, let you guys get to know us a little better and be a little fun. And
yeah,
if you like it, let us know. If you don't, you can let us know. And we could do another episode like it.
I think it's going to be good.
All right. So, do you want to draw one first or do you want me to?
I'll let you start first because I don't really know.
Shall I draw from the middle?
Yeah, I was going to say, what are those over there?
These are the normal ones. And these, I don't know what that stands for. These, hold on.
Oh, okay.
This is the Savage Edition.
Okay.
So I put a couple of those out, but these are just as good.
Okay, okay. You go ahead and start and then we'll.
All right. I don't like
I'm
it.
So I'm so excited. So I'm getting asked first. Are we going to, like, am I going to answer and then you're going to answer? Or, like, are we both answering?
Both answering. The first card I drew is so stupid. Everybody already knows this answer. Do you own a sex toy?
A plethora. Yes, I do.
And shall we share again what our favorite toys are?
I'm the basic bitch. I like the wand, like just the typical. It's like, you know what I mean? If you know, you know.
And of course, I support the womanizer. Liberty one is the one I have. My little egg.
And I also support that. I also have that one.
It's. Besides sex, awesome. An amazing orgasm. Oh my God, I love that thing so much. So much. I've even convinced a couple of people to buy one. It's wonderful.
Me.
And someone's getting it for Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Somebody that we know.
Okay, your turn.
Okay. Okay. Oh, well, that's an extra clue.
Okay. Oh.
Have you been to a strip club in the past year?
Okay, so no, but me and this girl are no longer on bad terms. You know, I have no hard feelings towards her.
Okay.
But there was an incident from my past.
What?
And she works at one.
Okay.
And
you got beef with a stripper?
No, she wasn't a stripper. She was a cocktail waitress and a door girl. And we were friends. Something happened. And then I didn't know she originally worked there. And then I found out she did. And I showed up one night and there were some issues. No, nothing like bad happened. But then she put a band on my name. On my membership.
What did you do to her?
I'm not going to say what happened.
It involved a boy, didn't it?
Yes. I don't have any hard feelings towards her. She apologized. We're on good terms. But no, I haven't been, because the one that I went to, I can no longer go to.
Gosh.
Have you?
Not in the last year, no. I haven't been in a while. So I almost went to one, actually, this year. And then it was like boom and like crazy. And me and the girl that we were going to go, me and this one girl, we like went to the bar and whatever. Instead, but we were gonna go there, and it was like booming out the door. We were like, no,
you know, that seriously takes some talent though.
Oh my god, get on that. Yes.
Like, I want to take a pole dancing class just because, like, one, I heard it's a great workout, and two, like,
I'm obsessed.
Not everybody can do that.
Have you ever watched like the pole dancing TikToks? Because I'm obsessed with those women.
I was watching it before you got here.
I love watching the big girls doing it, like the big girl pole dancers. Oh my god,
so much upper body strength,
and like their butts like bounce when they like land. You know, I'm just like, they look so.
I like
good.
How elegant they look, because I'd be looking like a frog.
I know, like they're literally like floating through the air like little angels, and then they like land and their legs like split, and they're just like bounce that booty.
Okay, on to the next question.
I love it.
Oh my god, this is awful, and your answer better be no. Have you ever dined and dashed?
No.
Okay. Anybody that has, you're bad. Bad.
You're bad. You're real bad.
You're bad. Bad.
You know it. No, okay. Like, that's horrible. No. Okay. Let's see. Ooh. This is... No, you wouldn't. For $100,000, would you spit on every new person you meet for a year?
But no.
I would.
I know you would, but no, I wouldn't.
I would definitely spit on everybody for $100,000. I don't care. Like... Just
you,
I would
you
be
like spit and spitting, and it's weird.
I know, but on strangers, they would like punch me. I don't care though. I'd be like a llama. I'd be like, everybody gets spit.
For 100- Llamas get it. Sorry, guys, that was nasty sounding.
For $100,000 though, I'm sorry. I'm spitting on you. I'm spitting on your mom. I'm spitting on your grandma. I don't care.
Ooh. Did you lose your virginity before your 16th birthday? Sorry, moms.
Yes.
Me too. I was 15?
I was young. Yes.
It happens. Most people do.
I'm not proud of it either. It was somebody who sucked.
Mine was on Halloween.
Oh, okay. This is an interesting one.
Okay.
Have you ever had sex in a bar/restaurant?
Inside?
My little freaky freak.
A bar or a restaurant?
Yeah, have you ever had sex in a bar or a restaurant? Like in the stall, and like, we'll include like clubs, wherever. Just any like public type of restaurant bar situation.
I have not. Post or pre-kid, I wouldn't be against it. Post-kid, I ain't trying to go to jail. But no, I haven't. Which is weird for me.
Interesting.
Have you?
I have.
No.
I won't name where though, but yes, I have.
It's so, you know, it's, I think it's so erotic. Exotic. What is the word?
Erotic.
Erotic. You're to right. Have sex in
public sex, like.
Yeah, and not get caught.
Risky,
of course,
yeah, risky sex.
Or hotels. like when you're traveling. I don't know what it is. Something about not being in my home is arousing almost.
Absolutely.
It's weird. I don't know.
No, it's not that weird.
But no, these days I don't want to get caught.
Yeah, I was going to say I'm a little less adventurous now. But I mean, honestly, though, some places I still would.
Okay, so question.
Question.
Have you masturbated in the last 24 hours?
In the last 24 hours? Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I should have last night. I didn't. I haven't, which is weird.
I did.
Well, go you. Put your wand.
I mean, you know, again, with my celibacy, I need it. I can't help it. Have you ever broken up with someone because they were a bad lover? You can be honest. It's okay. It's a safe space here on the internet.
Okay.
For everybody.
So when I was younger, was not very penis educated, uh-huh. If you want to say that.
Right.
I had slept with somebody who's had a crooked penis.
Yeah. I know about
and
this one.
And I have since found out that, you know, crooked is not a bad thing. But at the time, I was so scared. Like, that's not normal. Penis shouldn't be like that. And I broke up with him. Mm. But I got back with him because I realized I was being just a little shallow bitch. It scared me.
You still were like, no. Mm-mm.
But I mean, it has led to breakups for me, but I tried to stick it out.
Yeah.
My last relationship. But, you know, no. It doesn't work because then I just have so much built up anger. Like, I cannot be with you if the sex is not good.
I would just like to preface, just for, I don't know, future references. I do not hate on the crooked penises.
Well, I don't anymore.
Back then,
I was 16, okay?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Back then you were scared and didn't realize. But I was going to say, yeah, it doesn't bother me.
No, if
what's
you...
What's that WAP lyric where she's like, with a hook in it, hope it lean over? You know.
I mean, now.
We don't mind a little crooked penis. As long as it's not like hurting.
I cannot be as somebody who's bad in bed. I will never do it again. I like sex too much.
As long as it's not shaped like a Bop-It toy.
Stop it. Have you answered the question? Wait.
Have I ever broken up with somebody for bad sex? Like, not directly that, but I have made that a final deciding factor in breaking up with somebody. So.
Okay. Sorry.
It wasn't like the leading decision, but it was like also this person sucks at sex. So.
Yeah, it happens, y'all.
And do be like that.
Oh my God. Have you ever sold drugs to someone?
Have I ever sold drugs?
Yes.
No, I've bought drugs. I haven't sold drugs. I don't think so.
We've all bought that. Mary Jane. Marijuana.
Marijuana.
I've never sold it either.
I'm in love with marijuana.
we're good for the most part. Okay.
I was going to say, yeah, I don't think I've ever sold drugs. I've slept with people who have sold drugs.
I mean, yeah, haven't we all?
Oh, well, this is not even... Do you shave your genital area? Yes, absolutely.
You know, I do. He prefers it that way. I prefer it that way. But there are some men who, you know, they like you to have that little landing strip or, you know, back in the day, I've heard stories about men not really caring if there's an Amazon down there.
Okay, cool.
Way back, you know, back in the day.
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
You're like, no hair. I don't like hair either.
Mean, for me, no. It's no. But I'm not like... I don't hate on anybody. It's natural. I don't hate on... It's not gross. It's not unsanitary. It's not anything.
Here's the thing, though. If you're...
I just personally, for myself, I don't like having hair.
Well, so, you know, when you're giving head, you don't exactly want pubes getting in your mouth.
Exactly.
So why would... I don't want your pubes in my mouth. So why would I feel like you want mine in your mouth?
It's just... It's like a sensory thing. I don't like the feel... I don't like the texture. I don't like the feeling of it. And I prefer, like... I mean, obviously, men don't usually shave that area.
They trim it.
They trim it, but I
Manscape.
Literally... Manscape. Oh, my God. I used to be with somebody who didn't like really maintain that area well, and I
forest down there.
It wasn't like a forest, but it was just like untamed. It wasn't well manicured, and it grossed me out. Honestly, I can't.
I don't like hair either. I hate hair.
I can't, and like I will never. No. I can't, and it's not. Different strokes for different folks. Yeah, I was gonna say, not trying to be mean or whatever. I just
dropped a card.
Whatever, giving that back. It's in the abyss now.
Okay. I wanted this question. I actually saw this one. I wanted to ask this.
Okay.
Have you ever had sex with someone 10 years older than you?
No, I haven't actually. I haven't gotten up there age-wise yet, but I really am very curious. Like, I really kind of want to see what an older dude's like. Because guys my age obviously suck, so... I've been very much thinking about trying out an older man.
The oldest I've had sex with is 9 years older than me. So I'm close to the 10-year mark, but he's only 9.
Was it good?
It wasn't bad.
More experience?
I'm
just curious because I don't know.
He wasn't better or worse than people my age. Honestly.
Okay.
He was more, less selfish, I guess.
Right.
But, I mean, anybody can be selfish or not selfish.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely interested in figuring out.
I mean, some people say younger men, but, I mean, you either got to be my...
I feel like that's more for, like, women who, like, once they hit, like, 40 or whatever, like, sleeping with somebody who's, like, mid-20s. But like
for the fun.
Yeah, but like I feel like people our age usually don't want younger.
I don't know if this is an unpopular opinion, but I would prefer to be with somebody who is more well diverse and has experienced it and just knows what they're doing. I don't want someone who's
teachable.
Yeah, I don't want I like what I'm doing now, like I like that, you know, currently doing different things, but mm-hmm. we're both not unexperienced. Like, I don't like the unexperienced.
See, and I would almost rather...
But I'm more submissive in bed.
I don't really want somebody who's been with, like, a ton of people, though. I want somebody who's, like, got about this similar experience as me.
But their experience versus not experience.
Right. Like, I want to learn with somebody. You feel me?
No. Oh, yes.
I want to experience it. Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Oh, we've been through this. Have you ever faked an orgasm?
Yes. Guys, the big go. Go listen to the episode. Yes.
Unfortunately, no.
No. Wait, what?
Because we're faking. It's no.
But no. Yes, we have.
Yes, we have.
Ugh. It's to help.
And don't do that. They don't deserve that.
Yes, some do.
to have. You fake for their feelings? No?
Yeah. Okay. Ooh! So my new answer to this one. Have you ever made a sex tape?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we recently.
And have you?
Well, yes.
I know you have.
We have them in my house right now.
Yeah, no, definitely. Definitely have.
Hey, it's for the spank bank, right?
Absolutely. this is a good one. Have you ever had sex with somebody that you met on Tinder?
You know, I have never, ever been on a dating app.
Same, neither have I. We are like the only ones,
I don't do random hookups. I am so anal about STDs and knowing where people have been.
Yeah.
I'm not disinterested in meeting someone that I don't know, but I prefer to know somebody. I like to know their history a little bit. My vagina is sacred to me, and I like to take care of her. You can't be putting dirty dicks in there.
Yes. No dirty dick dipping. I'm very perplexed. I have been very curious about dating apps because, like, I've heard, like, good stories. Like, I've heard people, like, meeting on dating apps and then they last for forever. Like, they meet their soulmate.
My mom.
Yeah, but it's,
and her boyfriend right now.
A handful of people. And then, like, I have most of my friends use, like, Tinder, especially, and, like, other apps for, like, hookups.
Bumble.
for hookups. And I'm just like, I don't, if literally I could just hit up any, like, there's a lot of people I could hit up if I just wanted to hook up, and I don't need an app for that. So I don't know. I'm perplexed. Part of me wants to, like, see how it is, but also I hate talking to people, like, or, like, feeling like I'm forced to talk to somebody.
Yeah.
And, like,
I'm so awkward. I don't think I could have ever been on a date.
And, like, I like a natural, organic meetup. You know what I mean? Like, I like when it's, like, flows naturally, or, like, somebody, like, reaches out to you. I don't like, purposely looking. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I like things to happen organically. But, you know, in this day and age, I don't think it happens like that anymore, unfortunately.
All right. So I will ask two more questions from this, and then we'll go into the savage
edition. Ooh, okay.
All right. Have you ever got a tattoo that you regret? So do you regret any of your tattoos?
I mean, no, I don't think so.
I don't get it if I know I'm going to end up regretting it.
The only one is I have a bird on my inner arm here. I
don't know which bird. Most people listen and you're showing it.
I don't know if I can even get it in. Like, but I have this bird on my inner arm, and it's supposed to be what my friend designed in, like, high school. My best friend in high school. And he was, like, this amazing artist, and I loved him. And he did, like, this really cool bird design for me. And the artist that did it, I was, like, 18. I was drunk. I was with my freaking manager from Jimmy John's, dude. And, like,
I know who it is, don't I?
Yes! And like, it was, like, literally at some apartment, and, like, he had all clean, sterile stuff, but it was literally just, like, on a whim tattoo. Like, it was just, like, a random thing, and, yeah, so.
All right, pull a question. I can't, because now I'm in a mood.
It was, yeah, so, I forgot that this was a sore subject. We also know this person that's not great, so, and it happens to be that manager, so, Okay, so would you rather be with someone smart or somebody gorgeous? Smart or attractive? Pick one.
I'm not going to be with you if I don't find you attractive.
Right.
But you have to be smart. I'm not dating an idiot. I don't want to. I've done that. Not my thing. I'm pretty,
You can't date a Kelso from that
70s show. Well, I also am a little, with common sense, I lack my own. I don't need to be with somebody who also lacks common sense.
She's like, I am the pretty one in the
I'm the pretty dumb one.
No, you're not dumb.
No, I need to be attracted to you, so that's important, but if you're stupid, I can't do it.
Right. No, and I can't. I literally cannot. And you know this. I complain about stupid people all the time. I can't be with somebody who doesn't know how to, like, hold a conversation or have any type of intellectual, like, connection with me. I can't do it. I love people who challenge my brain, and I can't do it.
Yes. Okay. Let's see what you just said. It's hot in here.
I know. It's getting hot in here. But God, okay. Keep your clothes on. We're on YouTube.
Ooh. Ooh. I mean, people might not mind.
For you. For me, they'll be like, bitch, I will pay you to put that shit back on.
Okay.
Nobody wants to see your big mommy milkers.
If you had an STD, would you tell your partner before you had sex with them?
Yeah.
Okay,
good. What the fuck you mean?
Oh, I ain't having sex with an STD, for one. And if I did, like, one, if I had one that wasn't treatable, yes, I'm going to tell you. It's very, very messed up to not tell somebody.
Yeah, no, it's super fucked up to not tell somebody. I know somebody who did that to a million girls. And they really suck. So, thankfully, I'm good.
Okay. Go ahead. Just moving that out of the way.
Okay. I feel like I
already know. Why did you giggle?
I feel like I already know this answer because we've literally had a situation, remember, before. So would you sell someone with a foot fetish pictures of your feet for $20?
Absolutely.
Do you remember when that guy hit
me up? Yes, and I offered up my feet.
Yes. A guy hit me up before and he was like begging me for feet pictures and I was like, yeah, like I was like, no. and I'm like, I'm not kink shaming, but it was just like very out of the blue and I was just like, what the fuck? Like, no.
I would. Like, if someone's into feet, I am your girl. I have really pretty feet. I would sell my feet.
And Andy was like, I just got my toes done here. She was like, see what he'll give us. He was like, she's like, here, give him a little sample. I'm like, girl, what?
I have pretty feet.
You do have cute feet. I was gonna say, and I do too. I don't have ugly feet. I actually really have cute feet, but I don't like feet.
I mean, $20. I need a little more, but I would do it for $20.
I don't like feet. Cute, and I don't feet. Like showing. I don't know. I just don't. I'm not a foot person.
Sorry. Do you like being spanked?
Yes.
During sex?
Yes. Yes.
Get the whole question
absolutely.
Out.
Absolutely.
Everybody loves a little.
Little
tap tap, snack snack,
a little snuggy snuggy. Oh, have you ever masturbated at work?
Okay, so
what?
My answer is no.
Okay,
but I'm about to.
I was gonna say, bitch, we work together.
I'm about to expose my significant other who has masturbated at work, and I found it very funny. I could, I girls are different though. Like guys can get off a lot easier than, you know, women. So it would take a lot for me to ever try to get in that mindset at work. It's not happening. We're too busy at our job.
I was going to say, like, I need like a lit candle. I need like a nice warm.
It needs to be alone and feel comfortable.
Yeah. I was going to say, there's no way dogs barking in the background.
No,
I've never done that at work. Just like chaos. Dryers blowing. Absolutely not.
I love this question, and I think it's because.
Oh no!
Of my boy.
Oh no!
Have you ever tried to finger someone's ass without their permission?
No, I've had that happen to me though.
Okay, see, I never have, but he did. He had some girl do the reach around and stick her finger. His ass was like, no.
Apparently, and I found out that apparently there's a lot of people that do that, and I didn't know.
But ask me permission. You can't. Well, here's the thing, though. When he said when it happened, she didn't even, like, you know, get it wet or nothing. She just stuck her dry finger up, tried to stick her dry finger up his ass.
No, see, no. No, no, no.
That's too much.
Anything with the butt, you gotta lube that up.
I support asking permission. Gotta ask permission. I'm not. You wanna put your finger up there? Cool. You know, maybe I'll like it. Ask me.
Literally, you need to ask permission. Please.
He was laughing.
Okay. So, this is a sad question. Would you marry a billionaire even if it meant you could never see your family again?
No.
Absolutely not.
I love my family. I am too family-oriented to do that.
That's a no for me.
That would be a no for me, Simon.
It's a no. It's a no for me, dog.
Oh. This is... No. Mm. Have you ever used a sex toy on someone other than yourself?
A sex toy on somebody else?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I haven't. But I mean, maybe if I had been with a girl, the answer would be yes.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, what am I supposed to do? Get out a pocket pussy and do it? No. I have a hand in a mouth and a pussy. So no, I've never used a sex toy. I'm
sorry. I've got a pocket and I've got a pussy.
No, I've never done that.
Well, I have, so
I won't help you.
Okay. This is a good one. Would you get a tattoo on your ass of your own face for $10,000? Yes. If it's like a small one, yeah.
Okay, if it's small, yes. If it's a whole ass cheek, no.
It's a whole ass chick.
I don't know, though. You know, you're getting railed from behind. He might like looking at your face, too.
Now we're thinking outside the box.
You know, you get to look into my eyes on my ass as you're fucking me doggy. It's perfect.
Honestly, we're on to something.
Yes, I would get my own portrait tattooed on my ass.
I don't believe you.
It has to be someone like really good, like... Ink Master good because it's got to look like me.
Right, right, right.
All right. Do you have a secret sexual fetish that you're too afraid to try?
Yes.
Okay, but you had to say what it is.
No! That is not part of the thing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It says share.
she said story time. I literally can't. I can't.
I don't want to say I'm too afraid because I just kind of, if I want to try something, I'm like, hey, I want to try this. I'm not scared. I mean, yeah, I might be scared of something, but I'm going to tell you this is something I want to try.
I literally can't. I can't.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very closeted, it's a closeted.
This is not what this podcast is.
Listen, I don't have the courage yet to come out of that.
Oh, God. Draw your card. Go on with yourself.
I might at some other time. It's just something that I'm just not ready for. Okay. Well, this is easy. Would you sacrifice your life for a family member?
My children, absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
I feel like it's obvious.
I'm very...
That's weird. That is not a Savage Edition question.
I know.
That's a basic question.
This game's like your
family. Oh, this is a topic we're going to cover.
Oh, God.
Sorry. Sorry.
What is it?
Have you ever had anal?
Oh, yes.
Yes. We cannot share stories, though, because we are going to cover this as a topic on this podcast. But yes, we both have. It shall be talked about.
This is like recent for you, right?
No.
No? Okay. Maybe I'm thinking of, I don't know. For some reason, I thought you were like scared of it.
You know, put shampoo up your asshole and then you might be scared of it. So shut up and draw a card.
Oh, crap. Okay. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Oh, no, no, no. Would you be willing to have a large Confederate flag sticker on your car for a year for a brand new Mercedes-Benz? It's a no for me. Absolutely. Ew.
No.
It's a no for me.
I don't like conflict.
I don't like conflict. I don't like some bullshit either. I just can't.
Would you sleep with a really sexy person even though they had horrific BO?
No.
Yeah. Just don't stick your armpit near my face. I'll put a nose plug on.
If it's horrific, you're going to smell it.
Okay. I guess, hold on. Are they sexy and good, or are they just sexy?
I don't care how sexy they are. I'm not.
They got to be good.
No. Not if it's horrific. If it's like regular BO, fine. Like, I don't know. If it's like
horrific. I've never been with somebody. I've never been with someone horrific, so I guess I can't really
answer
it.
If it's like hardworking man BO, like I've been outside chopping wood BO, that's okay. But like, not like I haven't showered in 10 weeks BO. You know what I mean? Yeah, I mean?
Yeah, definitely me.
Okay. Oh, this is a good one, I feel like, for you.
Oh,
because you're such a, I don't know, stalker. Have you? You really are.
I am Joe.
You, she really.
I haven't killed anybody, guys. I am a stalker.
I have. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I don't get in trouble. Have you ever followed a boyfriend or girlfriend because you thought that they were cheating?
Absolutely.
I know you have.
If I get an intuition, yes.
I haven't, actually.
I'm sneaky little shit.
Because I feel like I don't care. If you're going to cheat on me, then...
I need to know that you are so that I can confront you and be like, peace out, bitch.
No, I'm just going to leave you. I don't care. Like, if I even have to wonder if you're cheating on me, fuck you. Bye.
Okay. Is it okay to cheat? Oh, I'm no. Cheating. Is it okay to cheat on your partner if you haven't had sex together in a year?
No.
Okay. It's not okay to cheat, but if we haven't had sex in 365 days, there's another issue at hand.
Yeah, absolutely. There's something wrong with your relationship, for sure.
I can't even... If you go make me go a week or anything, I start being like, do you love me?
Unless they're unless they're the one type. There's I forget, is it asexual where they don't have like sexual feelings?
But a whole year? It's not okay to cheat, but I mean, a conversation needs to be had about a month into that.
I don't think, period, no matter what, I don't, it's not okay. So no, the answer is no. But I think it depends on your relationship as well. Like if you're not having sex or whatever, there's some people who just don't have like that desire. And if that's fine with them, that's fine with them. That's not my problem.
Okay.
For me, could never. Would you lick a homeless person's ass crack for $25,000?
No.
For $25,000?
No.
No. I don't know. If they just showered, maybe.
No. They're homeless.
I'm sure if they had just showered somewhere or cleaned up, they maybe.
All I think about is that would you rather question with the dingleberries on the hairy asshole. So my answer is no.
That's what I'm thinking about too. Oof.
Do you think you masturbate less than the average person? Absolutely not.
More than the average person. Yeah. Okay. Is doggy style your favorite sexual position?
It's my boyfriend's, but it's not mine.
It's my favorite lazy position. It's like a very lazy, like...
The lazy Susan is my favorite lazy position.
Yeah, see, no, because side sex only works if they have a big enough dick.
Dick! We see that dick.
Because, yeah, especially because I have, like, major cake back there. So I need, like, if you don't have
a... got a lot more booty than me.
So if you don't, I have a lot more everything because I'm just a bigger girl, but... yeah, if you can't get past the cheeks, then no, we can't do the side position. You gotta be packing, otherwise side position doesn't work for me.
My favorite is sitting up, like you know, if he's like leaned against the headboard or leaned up on a pillow or sitting on the couch.
Oh
like,
my God,
I
the couch.
Love the sitting up. It's yeah. Probably my favorite position, but doggy's probably. No hits.
Yeah, I was gonna say no. Couch sex is so good.
We've almost been caught having couch sex. Anyways, have you had sex in the past 3 days?
No, I've been. Solid.
I hate that question, like because you know my little period was in town, so the answer is no.
But otherwise, she would have been getting it.
Yeah, makes me sad if it went that way.
This is a funny one. Have you ever measured a penis using a ruler?
Yes.
Yeah?
I have. Back in the day, I have.
You like whipped out the old ruler. You were like, okay, hold
no,
still.
We ripped out a ruler together. Supposedly he didn't know and I wanted to know and we whipped out a ruler together.
I just picture like carrying like a tape measure in your pocket, like okay, the length of your... like, hold on a second.
Is this just... going to fit? Is this not going to fit?
Yeah. I haven't, but like my ex for sure did. Like we were talking about it and then he went and did it while it was hard.
Nope, I gotta be there. I gotta have the proof. The proof is in the taste. I need to know. Proof I need to see pudding. It. Proof is in the pudding. Taste. I need to see this measurement. I need to know. All right. Have you ever done a lot? Oh my God. Have you ever done a line of cocaine off a person's body?
Off their body?
No. Yeah, absolutely not. I don't mess with drugs like that. Anyways, next question. We don't do that.
Ew. For $5,000, would you swim in a pool for 15 minutes with 1,000 used condoms floating in it?
That's absolutely disgusting.
For $1,000,
sperm everywhere? No,
sperm just everywhere.
I feel like I'd catch something swimming in used condoms because you get vagina juice on the outside and cum on the inside. I can't do it. Oh no, would you?
No, not for $5,000. The chlorine would kill any. Probably bad stuff.
Okay.
But it's still no for $5,000.
Have you ever choked someone during sex?
Yes.
I have not choked. I have been choked and I love it. I like to be choked.
Me.
Let's get a little hot in our seats.
Not me having flashbacks. I'm like, oh God.
What girl doesn't enjoy a good sexual choke?
So good. Let's see. Oh, have you ever watched or participated in an orgy?
No.
No?
Have you?
No.
You said it like you.
I no. Sadly, no.
I mean, I've watched them on porn, but I've never in person.
I don't want to participate, but I kind of want to watch. I'm very curious. Like,
I think if you watch, you're going to learn some new moves. I'm not against watching.
Yeah.
All right. Have you ever been kicked out of a bar?
No. I'm not a ratchet bitch.
Thanks. Unlike some. Because apparently I'm a ratchet bitch.
I know. I know that you have.
I'll share it real quick. I was younger.
Use it real quick.
I was defending my boyfriend at the time because this guy got in his face.
Yeah.
But I hit the guy. Because, okay. Mind you, I was only 21, 22. I was very young still. And he was in my boyfriend's face. And I was like, nah. And drunk me was like yelling at him. And
I picture her little ass like a little chihuahua. Just like.
I mean, these men were 6 foot. So, yes. Much talk. What was I doing?
Bro.
They're still yelling at each other over top of my head. Like, I'm little. But I got all heated. My boyfriend at the time didn't get kicked out. That guy didn't get kicked out. But I was in such a frenzy. The security guard had to pick me up and throw me over his shoulder and carry me out. And I'm like yelling, swatting over him, like, put me down. And then I started yelling outside. And then I was like yelling, not being mean to the cop, but yelling at the cop, not understanding why I couldn't go back inside. And I literally...
I'm just like picturing this visual and it's so funny to me. I can't.
Well, one of my friends, she wasn't even my friend anymore. Like, we went to school together and we were friends, but we hadn't seen each other in a long time. She came out of the bar to calm me down. And she wasn't even with me. I didn't go with her. We just ran into each other there. And she's like, girl, stop. You're going to get arrested. And she calmed me down, but everybody left me. Everyone stayed inside. Nobody left with me.
That's messed up.
I was offended. Like, okay, I defended you. Come out here with me.
Right.
But I had to wait outside until everyone decided to leave. No. It was miserable. And I was drunk.
That's so messed up for them to leave you, especially if you were defending them. What the hell?
I never did it again. I ain't been kicked out of a bar since.
Well, I'm glad that you're not with that person anymore.
And from a strip club.
Wow, that's shitty.
Was fun. I had fun.
I know, me too.
Hey, listen, we'd keep it going if, you know, you guys wanted to listen longer than, you know, an hour. We want to do that to you. We definitely want to do it again though, so let us know if you liked this. We probably ask some questions at the end of some episodes, or if you let us know if you want us to do another full episode on questions, we can also do that. It was fun and get to know us. And
yeah, and I was gonna say, and if you have any like really good questions for us that you want us to answer, like,
we will.
Yeah.
I'm not shy about it. I'll answer your questions.
I'm not shy either. I just don't want to tell everybody my kinks right off the bat.
So I hope everyone has a safe New Year's, like I said in the beginning. If you have any stories, any questions. Still, we've gotten a couple of the horrifying sex stories.
Oh my gosh, yes. I got some really good ones this week too, and I can't wait to share.
So keep submitting those. Also, let us know the craziest places you've had sex. My email is theraunchytruth@gmail.com. You can always DM us on our Instagram page, which is theraunchytruth. Make sure you follow, or you can follow our personal pages. Mine's Andy Williams.
Mine is Kelly_LaShaw. And it's LaChat. Don't butcher it.
Make sure you go rate, subscribe, review, tell your friends.
Yeah, just share and support, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
We love it. We love to hear it.
I hope everyone has a great New Year.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.